Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
You're hearing double today.
I'm Nikki Berylson.
And I'm Solana Espino.
Thanks for spending part of your Wednesday with us.
The California governor's debate has a second round tonight.
And a tale we know too well, a virus-infected cruise ship.
I am currently on board the MV Hondius, and what's happening right now is very real for all of us here.
This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships.
These are some stories making headlines today, May 6th, 2026.
A recap of last night's governor's debate.
Checking in on the mayoral race.
And a how-to on the primaries. But first,
two people were attacked by a grizzly bear in Yellowstone Park 2 days ago. A man from Maryland was the first to find them while hiking near Old Faithful. He heard one of the victims screaming for help and found him covered with cuts all over his face and body. After the hiker was airlifted out, the man walked around and saw, quote, two sets from a bigger and smaller bear, and he assumed it was a mom protecting her cub.
Definitely bear. It's claws.
He also said he never saw the bear's other victim, who he believes is the man's 14-year-old brother. The two were rescued and taken to a hospital. So this is Yellowstone's first grizzly bear attack on a person this year, and only the second injury-causing incident in the past 5 years. So watch out for those bears, Solana.
I will be watching out for them. Three passengers have died and several others afflicted with the Andes virus on board a 150-person cruise ship. The Andes virus is a strain of hantavirus, a rare rodent-borne illness from contaminated rat poop. The World Health Org explains,
this is not the next COVID, but it is a serious infectious disease. You know, it's an infectious disease that if people get infected, and infections are uncommon, they can die.
But it sure sounds like the resurgence of the plague. The ship has departed from Cape Verde and is heading towards Spain.
In other news, Ted Turner, CNN's founder, passed away today at 87. He launched the cable network in 1980 at a converted Jewish country club in Atlanta. Since, he created a suite of other cable channels pioneered by the 24-hour news cycle model and environmental and UN Foundation nonprofits. He died from Lewy body dementia, a degenerative disease causing dementia and muscle failure.
We also have a quick update about KNX. As you've been hearing, KNX is staying on 1070 AM, but moving off the FM. So 97.1 can become 97.1 The Fan, LA's newest sports station. One of the new hosts is someone just about all of us had heard of and even watched on the court as a Laker for 13 seasons. Derek Fisher joins us now, and this is kind of a homecoming for you.
Yeah, no, it definitely feels that way. I mean, I was born and raised in Little Rock. I moved to LA as a 21-year-old. You know, young guy, I think I just turned 22 in 1996, and just kind of trying to find my way, trying to prove that I belonged, you know, in the NBA, that I could stay in the NBA. And I had no idea my life in LA would become what it has become in terms of just being a member of the Lakers and, you know, having coached the Sparks and been a part of the W and just being a part of the SoCal community.
Derek, by the way, you guys are taking away our 97.1 FM from KNX, but I like you, so I'm not going to blame you at all for this, all right?
I appreciate that. We're not taking anything. You guys have done an amazing job with it. You are respectfully passing the baton, and we'll keep it at that.
Some people say, you know what, LA is really not a sports town. I think you and I would probably disagree with that, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I would disagree, you know, pretty strongly with that. If you're not a sports town, you don't have 12 to 13 professional sports teams almost alone.
That's right.
You know, plus USC and UCLA and, you know, some of the other, you know, great just college, you know, university programs and institutions that we have here in SoCal. So, yeah, we're like compounded a sports town, like times five. Just due to the sheer number of teams that Southern California supports and has a presence, a footprint, you know, here in L.A. So definitely a sports town. If anything, our sports fans here in L.A. are spread very wide because of how many teams we have. And maybe it doesn't feel that way to people outside of it, but there's a very strong, passionate sports fan base here in L.A. And obviously, at, you know, at KFAN and with the Odyssey family, we plan to tap into it even more.
Sounds good. Derek Fisher, you're also teamed up with Cody Decker. He played professional baseball, the new morning show on 97.1 The Fan. And I do hope you will allow me to stop in every once in a while when I miss 97.1 FM and we can all chat a little sports.
Of course, man. Come on in early, knock on the door. We'll get to it.
Sounds good, buddy. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, bro. Take care, man.
See you, man.
I don't know, Solana. Did you know that we have a debate doubleheader tonight? The mayoral debate at 5 p.m. and the governor's debate at 7.
You know, I knew about one of them, but I didn't know there was going to be a double-decker lineup tonight.
It's a double-decker extravaganza.
Definitely. The most exciting day in California politics.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, both of them are taking place at the Skirball Cultural Center, and they're going to be live-streamed on NBC. But ahead of tonight's excitement, we wanted to talk a little bit about the candidates. So there are 7 candidates up on the ballot for California's governor. Gavin Newsom is out of terms, and these are the people up for his replacement.
For Democrats, we have Xavier Becerra. He is Biden's Secretary of Health and Human Services. We also have Matt Mahan, the moderate mayor of San Jose. Katie Porter, a former congresswoman turned UCI law professor. Tom Steyer, an entrepreneur, environmentalist, and an ex-hedge fund billionaire. Tony Thurman, the California Superintendent of Public Schools. Antonio Villagrosa, the former mayor of LA from 2005 to 2013.
And for the Republicans, we have Chad Bianco, the Riverside County Sheriff, and Steve Hilton, a former Fox News host endorsed by Trump. The 7 went head-to-head last night on CNN for their first televised governor's debate. Here were our 3 takeaways.
Number 1, the attacks turned personal, particularly on Becerra, as he took over the polls following former U.S. Rep. Eric Swalwell dropping from the race. His opponents banked on his association of the federal indictment from his former chief of staff, who skimmed $225,000 from Becerra's campaign accounts.
2. Progression is not in the billionaire's tax. Democratic candidates picked apart the initiative's qualifications last night.
And 3, Porter, off to a rocky start with her 2 controversial viral videos, took hold of her campaign's narrative through accountability, decorum, and distinguishing herself as better suited than her male rivals. The candidates will return to NBC4 at 7 p.m. PST.
So, moving on to the mayors.
Double-decker. This is the second lineup.
Exactly what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So Karen Bass and Nithya Raman participated in a preview debate last night. Little preview moment over there.
Okay. They're like giving us a sneak peek.
Exactly. A sneak peek. So the two were former allies, actually, with Bass having campaigned for Raman's reelection in 2024. But the two seemed way less than friends last night.
Oh, my God.
Tea.
So much tea.
But SB 79 didn't pop up overnight. So all of those things that you just said, you're in charge of.
The mayor is in charge of the departments.
And
the mayor is the leader of the city.
The two went head to head on issues like police races and the role of the mayoral office. But the real heated topic was homelessness.
I think she's, again, been there twice as long as me. You're in charge of the committee. You could be doing it now, but I think it's an example of something that is an intellectual idea. But when it comes down to it, if you expect homeless people to take a voucher and go get a private landlord to rent a unit to them,
it's not the only option. It's not the only option.
But so do it.
I tried.
Ooh, that was definitely tense.
It definitely was. Yeah. Well, Spencer Pratt will be joining the two of them tonight in the official debate.
Well, with all this talk about governors and mayors, we wanted to take a second to talk about the process of, you guessed it, voting.
Yeah, that's right. So the primaries are June 2nd, but you might have already received your ballot in the mail. So you can drop that ballot off at a drop box, in person at a polling place, or by mailing it back. But remember that ballots have to be postmarked on or before June 2nd and received by election offices by June 9th in order to count.
That's right, Nikki. And you can still register to vote. The last day to register for the primary is May 18th. But if you're registering now, you must complete same-day voter registration and request your ballot in person. You can do it all online, and you'll need a California driver's license or state ID number, or the last four digits of your Social Security number. But if you don't have any of those, there are still ways to register. You can find more information on the ca.gov website.
So if you're going in person, keep in mind that the polls close at 8. But if you're still in line at that 8 p.m. mark, do not leave. You are still allowed to vote. You can find your nearest voting center at lavote.gov or text VOTE to GovVote. That's 468-8683.
And you are allowed to take time off to vote. Yes, California requires time off for voting if employees don't have enough time outside of work hours. Be sure to check with your boss before you skip out on your shift, though.
Yeah, you know, Solana, I actually didn't receive my ballot this year because I'm still registered to vote abroad when I studied abroad in college.
Oh my gosh. Wait, so where are you voting from?
So now I have to go online and change my voter registration status, which is something to keep in mind, especially for students. If you went abroad, you have to go back and change it so
Definitely.
That you get your mail-in ballot.
Wait, that's such good information to know, especially yeah. as in the wise words of Hillary Clinton circa 2016.
I don't know who created Pokemon Go, but I'm trying to figure out how we get them to have Pokemon go to the polls.
Oh my gosh. Yes. So
you gotta love a little Hillary moment.
You have to. And 2016 is back, guys. So we just had to plug
Absolutely.
It in. But yeah, that's it for today's edition of the LA Local.
Sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Nikki Berylson.
And I'm Solana Espino.
Thanks for listening.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.